Bruce Fisher is on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline, political consultant, former economics professor, works with Strategy Corp. Bruce, it's great to have you on. What is your biggest takeaway from last night's debate?
Well, I think that Harris succeeded and Trump did not. Harris's job was to introduce herself, to display her temperamental fitness, to assert herself with clarity, to demonstrate mastery. And Trump's job was to control himself, not to take the bait, not to veer off into, talking crazy talk about roasting cats. Harris succeeded and Trump, I'm afraid, didn't. But the political question is this. These debates are one-offs. We don't know, like you said, whether there's going to be another one. Did she grow her support in the swing states where the polling is so tight, or did he? I think that we won't know for sure, but based on just last night, I think that she's got momentum back because people who didn't know her, people who are on the edge, like traditional Republicans who are, listening to Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and some of these other folks, traditional Republicans heard last night somebody that they didn't know existed. They heard a pro-business leader. Women heard a forceful advocate. Our allies worldwide were also watching, and what they saw was a reassuring American leader who bluntly, very bluntly, told Russia and China that she'll be a good ally to our friends and a formidable rival to anything that they want to do. So people who didn't know Harris got a good look. Everybody knows Trump, and they got more Trump. And, the folks who are with Trump are with him. He's got an unshakable base. The question is, who is going to take that event and grow the audience? And I think that Harris succeeded. Won't know for sure, because polls are very tight, but I think that she's got a better shot from benefiting from that event than he did.
After last night, Bruce, it just could not be more clear how different Harris is from Joe Biden and who better candidate is.
Holy cow. He had a young, smart, quick-witted, no baloney, as Biden might say, a no malarkey person who didn't slip. Who didn't forget a name, who didn't veer off into, some kind of personal performance stuff in the way that Trump did. The contrast was between mature and elderly. That was very evident.
How did Harris do without a teleprompter, thinking on her feet?
She acted like the prosecutor that she is. I mean, this line that was out there that it's all the contrast between somebody who gives a speech based on a teleprompter. That's a Republican talking point, and I've heard it a lot in the media. But remember what her experience was for 25 or 30 years before she got to Washington. It was prosecuting criminals. Putting bad guys and bad gals in jail. She did that. And you don't forget how to do that. She certainly hasn't.
It's kind of a strange question to ask about somebody his age, but is Trump too much online? You mentioned the thing about eating dogs, and I have to imagine that millions of people around the country watching that last night have to go, what the heck is he talking about? Referencing some, far story that, really has not reached the ears of anybody, like it's secondhand nature and kind of slipping into some of this jargon that really only the most, online people would recognize.
He was talking to people who already know him and who already support him. He was acting as if he had shown up at a rally. He's using all his talking points. And you know, I was waiting for Hannibal Lecter to make an appearance on the stage. But last night it was roasted dogs or roasted cats. Even when the moderator jumped in and said, wait a minute, the police chief of the town that you're saying where this happened said that it didn't happen. And he and Trump didn't lose a step. He just said, no, it did. I know better. No, I didn't lose the election. I know better. No, I have a plan to make a plan about health care. Like, what? I mean, a friend of mine who is, like me, a veteran of coaching political candidates, texted me last night saying, Trump looks like the kind of candidate who said to his staff, well, no, I don't really need to prepare for this. I got this. I'm just going to go and do what I know how to do, and I'll dominate. That's what he looked like. I mean, look, sometimes these events are job interviews, these debates. Sometimes they're sort of dry runs of what the next big speech is going to be. But they're very revealing. And what you could see Harris doing last night was looking at the opposition, looking at Trump, using her, her self-confidence to say, I have to make sure that people understand the difference between somebody who just rattles on, like the guy at the end of the bar, like that guy out on the golf course, who has something pithy to say between holes, but you can't really have a conversation with him because he really doesn't want to have a conversation. He just wants to tell you how it is. No matter how goofy his presentation, her job was to get up there and be sane and be confident and frankly do something that's very, very difficult for women to do. And I'm going to be very careful here. It's very difficult for mature women to be assertive without being characterized the day after as having been, as Trump used to say of Hillary Clinton, nasty. And I think that Harris was assertive probably because she has that experience of having to stand up in court and rebut the opposition. That's great training. That's great training for these debates. And I think that she is widely regarded as having won the debate, don't you think?
Hey, Bruce, great to have your insight this morning. Thank you for joining us.